So I'm listening to KVSC the other day, and I hear this.
KVSC's 16th Annual Trivia Contest, Dial T for Trivia. February 3rd, 4th, and 5th. 50 hours of non-stop madness.
Good afternoon. Here we have a quiet little motel.
On the campus of St. Cloud State University.
That's where the woman was first seen.
The whole place was, well, it's too horrible to describe, especially the woman. She was the weirdest and
the huge sock, all dirty and soiled.
Nipping more than your nose.
And you certainly don't see much of that anymore.
Every Sunday afternoon.
You should have seen the blood.
Flow from your radio.
And you certainly don't see much of that anymore.
And a few days later.
The scene of the crime. That's where the woman was first seen. Being dominated by an almost maniacal woman was enough to drive anyone to the extreme of,
Hurley. And you certainly don't see much of that anymore.
She came out of the door there and met the victim at the top.
And I could sell lemonade and popcorn.
Oh, I don't know who's going to buy it now. Especially the woman. She was the weirdest and...
all dirty and soiled.
Ah, wintertime.
And you certainly don't see much of that anymore. Pretty soon the neighborhood kids came snooping around.
You should have seen the blood. The whole place was, well, it's too horrible to describe.
The huge sock.
Flow from your radio.
And you certainly don't see much of that anymore. And I could sell lemonade and popcorn. Print up neat t-shirts that read,
"Hello, if you'd like information about the North American Man-Boy Love Association..."
Dial T for Trivia, February 3rd, 4th, and 5th on your Sound Alternative, KVSC.